He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this week.
Hello?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Sorry, I'm late. I literally spent half an hour looking for my phone.
Did you lose it?
I did, in the house.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time, mostly because the baby hides it. Mm. And then she also knows how to send weird texts to people, which is odd for a one-year-old.
I hope both of you guys are all right. This week on This Is Us, they use not finding the phone as a precursor to her Alzheimer's.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it scared me.
That took a really dark turn.
I'm just saying, all right? Mm-hmm. Keep an eye on your phone unless you want to go see the doctor.
Okay.
I looked in the dishwasher. I looked in the washing machine because I was like, how does this happen?
Sometimes I find things that I've misplaced in the refrigerator, so I get it.
I didn't actually find my phone. I had to turn on my computer, use Facebook Messenger to message my best friend to call me.
Oh, oh. Right. There you go.
Put together a lot of steps to make this happen. It's like a scavenger hunt, though. Kind of exciting.
Well, we don't have a house phone. I can't call it, so.
I usually call my husband to do the Find My iPhone thing to, like, locate it, and then it beeps randomly somewhere in the house.
Apparently, I could have done that from my iPad, but didn't think of it.
All right, well, how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
He's been okay. I did have to take out all the trash. We haven't been doing the dishes. There's still a hole in the side of our house.
She took the trash out of the trash barrel. I carried the trash bag outside that time. Then she did take the trash that was in the backyard to the front. That was good. That's the dog poop collection area there. So that was nice of her. The patch on the side of the garage, though. I got the siding. I got the insulation. I just got to, you know, have a nice day to do it. It's too cold right now.
You talk about how I freak out when you do projects, not the actual project. It's the finishing the project.
Right. You never finish.
It looks so trashy.
He also told me that he almost crushed your life this morning when he fell on you.
Oh, when he knocked the entire glass of water off my nightstand for him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right into her drawer of keepsakes where she kept lovely letters that I wrote to her. Nothing but running ink this morning at 4:30 in the morning as I'm trying to towel everything off.
You're so clumsy sometimes.
I mean, it is 4:30 in the morning. I haven't even gotten dressed yet at that point. This is when I'm crawling out of the room. Luckily, the dog didn't see me fall, only heard me fall because he likes to attack people when they're on the ground.
Right.
You know what I was thinking, Alicia? Raven has been so busy the last couple weekends that I know, and he's admitted to me, that you guys haven't really done anything special together.
I haven't been a great husband.
So I think that you guys should...
The past couple weeks.
Right, he should plan you a romantic date night, right?
Yeah, we don't have any time to go on one.
He wouldn't know romance if it smacked him in the face.
How come you're not disagreeing with that?
Hurtful when you talk like that.
Is it true?
It's the truth.
It hurts.
He has no...
Hurts my feelings.
One time. It was our very first date. He planned it, took me to this fantastic restaurant, and took me to a show at the theater. That was the last romantic time.
Why don't they do that anymore? My husband, too. Like, they don't plan. They don't try to think outside the box. If I don't have something scheduled in our calendar, there's no plan. We're going to sit at home and eat Chinese takeout.
Right.
Well,
Why don't you surprise her?
Chinese takeout at home sounds very romantic. I am going to surprise her with that
vinyl
siding.
It would be romantic. Like, you lit a candle. Like, pick up the Chinese yourself. Don't make me order it. Well, you go get it. Like, surprise me. Put it on a plate. Light a candle. That's romantic.
She holds so much stuff on her C5. There's no way I'll get the order right. And then I'm shamed anyways.
Well, why don't we just do this? Try one special thing for her this weekend and let's see how it goes. Okay?
You tricked me with that first date. I thought you were romantic.
Right.
Vinyl siding. It's going to feel really romantic.
Oh.
It is.
So what kind of grade would you like to give your husband for the week?
Getting a D.
D? Yeah. I'm going to give my husband a D, too. I want a romantic night. Why can't I have one, too? You know why? You both get Ds. Paul, are you listening?
They need to go to retraining together.
I think so.